You are listening to a Crossing East podcast. In early June of 2006, Wenho Li received a settlement from the United States government and five news organizations for violation of privacy. This segment looks at the stigma that surrounded Wenho Li in the media and in the government while he was under suspicion for spying.
Federal grand jury has handed down a 59-count indictment against Wenho Li, an American nuclear scientist suspected of espionage. Mr. Li worked formerly at the Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico.
While the Vincent Chin case galvanized students and working-class Asians, the case of Dr. Wenho Li woke up middle-class and professional Asian Americans. Dr. Li was a respected physicist working at the Los Alamos Laboratories in New Mexico. The Taiwan-born Dr. Li was repeatedly questioned about nuclear secrets given to mainland China.
He met with the FBI on over 20 occasions without an attorney, each meeting lasting sometimes up to 4 to 5 hours. So I really believe that my father thought he was helping the FBI with the investigation, did not know that he was the target of the investigation.
Alberta Li, Dr. Li's daughter.
They charged him with downloading or mishandling classified information. They charged him with 59 counts under the Atomic Energy Act of 1954. There was never any charges formally of spying. My family was just in shock that this could happen in America. We really always believed that you come to the United States and you work hard, keep your head down, and don't rock the boat. We were never really awakened to discrimination in America until this case happened to my father. We pretty much kind of lived what's known as the model minority type of existence, where we just didn't really care about politics very much and floated along through life.
Professor Bill Hing.
Initially, I think that the Chinese American community and the Asian American community didn't know how to react. There were some in the community who thought, well, maybe this guy could be a spy, and others thought, no, he couldn't be.
Helen Zia.
In the work group of 70-some other scientists where Wenho Li worked, there were a handful of other scientists, maybe a dozen or so, who had the same, quote, profile as Wenho Li, who had visited China on lab business, but none of them were taken seriously as suspects. None of them were investigated. Wenho Li was the only person that the government ever investigated. He was Chinese American.
Dr. Li's daughter, Alberta.
Having support from Chinese Americans was absolutely crucial in raising awareness. But once the scientific groups, once the American Physical Society, the National Institute of Sciences, Committee for Concerned Scientists, once so many scientific groups came on board to support my father to write letters to Janet Reno, that was when the tide really began to change. That was when it was no longer an issue about race, but also an issue about scientific matters as well as our nation's defense.
Former Los Alamos nuclear scientist Wenho Li has been released from jail 9 months after he was detained for illegally copying data on classified missile technology. Prosecutors settled with Li on condition that he plead guilty to one of the 59 counts.
U.S. District Judge James Parker, who presided over this case, had harsh words for government prosecutors. He called the case against Wenho Li an embarrassment to the nation and asked the federal agencies who filed the suit to apologize to him.
I think in both Vincent Chin and in my father's case, Chinese Americans realized that they did need to be much more vigilant, much more politically aware, politically involved, and they needed to also be cognizant of stereotyping that occurs somehow among the masses in America, that Chinese Americans are perceived to be a certain way or another way. I think in both situations also, Chinese Americans organized ad hoc, overnight, in casual manners and informal manners to really rally to support the person that was involved.
The Vincent Chin case and the Wenho Li case really do give us reason to feel that even in the face of injustice, you can actually fight back. It does take people coming together. It does take a social movement. And out of those social movements come greater preparedness for the future.
Speaking publicly for the first time since his incarceration, Li made it clear he was pleased to be out of jail.
I'm very happy to go home with my wife and my children today. And I want to say thank you to all the people who support me. I really appreciate very, very much. And for next few days, I'm going to fishing.
Most of the time, he's okay. He's dealt with this in his own way. He's actually printed a mathematics textbook on linear algebra, as well as a couple of publications in international journals. But I think he remains unsettled with his position in the United States. It's still a continuing process to heal from the pain.
This podcast is an excerpt from Crossing East, an 8-hour documentary series on Asian American history airing on public radio stations nationwide. The series is also available for purchase. For more information, visit crossingeast.org.